Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Some of You Show. My name is Liz.
And I'm Anna.
Hey.
Good morning.
We haven't
hey.
Done a show together in a long time. Can you hear me okay?
I can, actually. I was muted. I was trying to talk to you, and I was like, why isn't she responding? I was like, oh, I'm muted.
I did not hear. It was the sound of one hand clapping. I did not hear you, but you can hear me okay, because I'm speaking kind of low, but into the mic. Okay, great. So thank you for filling in for Elisa, who has a busy work day, was not able to join us, and it's always a welcome opportunity to hang out with you, and unbelievable. I mean, we haven't really talked, but I know we are incredibly connected with the parallel version of our lives. And the reason why I'm speaking softly is the last show and today's show, I have not been doing the show from my residence, and I don't want to give any identifying information because certain people listen to the show, and I just want to keep that confidential where I'm at. And it's not that I'm hiding out, I'm just being discreet. Mm-hmm. And I just needed to do what I needed to do. And I know you heard the show
on Tuesday. Yeah.
Yes, where the day prior, Monday morning, just something kind of snapped within me. I was just feeling mm-hmm. very energetically punished and vilified and at the end of the day, if I had to just put it into one statement, mm-hmm. it would be to want to preserve my health.
Yes.
That's like the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, being very hypersensitive, it takes a lot of effort and energy to not believe the hype, to not believe the perception of others that are perceiving you as less than whole, or perceiving mm-hmm. you as less than perfect, or perceiving you mm-hmm. as being broken and flawed because they're not getting their way, or mm-hmm. The choice has been made to move on in order to seek better health.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get the message that that's not good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No,
it's
interesting
painful.
That you're saying that, because the last couple of days, actually right now, I can say I'm good. And I just got home physically in my home. I stayed with my sister last night.
okay.
Even though I'm in a space where my family moved out basically so that they could get their space. It's not been easy for me to stay in this space because this space
sure.
is a constant reminder
of the family, sure,
of my family, because this home was purchased and created and developed in love, and to have that feel like it's been surgically removed from and that's the last 2 days. The only way I can describe the feeling has been. I've not felt very well. My vibrational energy
mm-hmm.
level has been very low,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I've done my shifting. I'm doing my EFT and my tapping. I'm talking to different people who are supportive of me, who understand
mm-hmm.
energy, who are holding energy
mm-hmm.
for me. I was with my friend Robin Reynolds yesterday, and she's like, you know, I've never seen you like this.
Mm.
This doesn't feel, because she can connect. You know, she, when we were talking before we even saw each other, she said, you are not in a great place right now. And
mm-hmm.
she goes, I have to disconnect from you energetically because I can feel you from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I apologize to you. I said, if it's not good to meet, she said, no, I want to meet with you. I do. She goes, I want to meet with you because I want to be there. I want to hold space for you. At the same
mm-hmm.
time, you know, there's some things I need to discuss with you. So
mm-hmm.
we did meet, and it was good. She, not that she helped me shift, but she helped me hold, just hold space and really mm-hmm. tell, you know, mirroring some things that I've been thinking about. And as you were saying, in self-preservation mode and mm-hmm. figuring out, you know, how I'm going to proceed from here on out, because this I want to say this opportunity, you know, this
right.
opportunity, I'm looking at this opportunity mm-hmm. for me to make some different decisions and make some different choices. And, you know, it's what you know is the familiar, which is not the familiar anymore.
Right.
How do you take that and you morph it into something? So as much as I've always loved my home, I'm okay releasing my home.
Yeah.
As much as I've had a plan, you know, let's pay
mm-hmm.
off my home and then we could travel
mm-hmm.
and stuff, I have to release the plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As much as I looked forward to certain things with my family, I have to release
right.
those things. And
wow.
so that's been the biggest
That's very
purge,
difficult.
If you will, for me. Yeah, it's very
sure.
difficult. And
mm-hmm.
and part of it is, you know, we have a therapy session today. I haven't spoken with her in probably close to 24 hours, and that's
wow.
okay.
Yep.
And that's been big. It's been big. I'm used to, we usually text or talk, and usually it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a thought of either, you know, a possibility of going somewhere else, being physically somewhere else, not to run
mm-hmm.
away, but to just
yeah.
be able to reset the button, because
mm-hmm.
as much as I would love to reset the button here, it's difficult.
It's a living, breathing entity, and
mm-hmm.
it's just all consuming, that there's no space for anything new to grow, because
right.
it's like an overgrown, and I'm not no nature girl, but this is the image that's coming in, where somebody, you know, has a backyard, but they haven't tended to it in 2 years. So you can't even get there. You have to demolish everything and cut all the overgrowth and clear a path.
Mm-hmm.
You can't clear a pathway
mm-hmm.
until you energetically or physically someplace else. It's too
right.
much. Yeah.
Well,
I get
yeah,
it.
And so, you know, Elise and I, you know, I've got the new couches in, and that's a new space for me. And we bought I brought my bookcase over, and we were shuffling it around the other night, and that felt good to be able to move things. But how much furniture can you move? How much how much stuff can
same.
You throw away?
Right. Right.
So you think
apparently
about
not apparently not enough.
Oh no, Raven says we have no sound. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Oh no!
Okay.
I know you and I are hearing each other fine, but if our listeners can't hear us, that's weird.
Liz, can you hear me?
Yes, darling. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Let me see if Raven
okay.
can hear us now. All right. She said she got it back.
Okay, good.
I clicked in because I did what Elisa did. I called in and then I called in. So.
Right.
Let me see if this helps. All right. So let's see. How is this? All right, so I think hopefully we have it back.
Okay.
Yay. That we're good, and we got it. Okay. So
okay,
yeah,
hear
we
us
have
now?
Jay
we have
and
audio.
Hamilton and Raven in chat this morning. Good morning, folks.
Hi guys.
Hi. Oh, she said it's BTR. Oh, it's sad. That's sad. Anyway, okay, so yeah, so I've been, you know, doing a lot of soul searching and, you know, talking
mm-hmm.
to my sister about it and talking to my family. And, you know, I've got plenty of places to go. I mean, that's not even the issue. I could couch
right.
surf all year and not stay home. That's okay. I just feel like, you know, we'll go to therapy today. We'll have a chat. And I think there's some things I've written down that I want to say. And
good.
I feel like that is going to be appropriate.
mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's what I'm getting is that energetically, this is going to be a shift for you, and to no longer apologize for your energy, for how you're wired.
Yeah.
You're not going to apologize for that. I am reading this, girl. You don't even have to say a damn thing. I am reading this loud, clear. That's why you had to write it down.
Yeah. And I think the biggest things, you know, obviously the biggest things for me is if I move out of the state for a while, my children are here.
Girl.
And that has been the most heart-wrenching part of all of this are the children.
That is really hard. It's really hard. Listen, I have not seen my kids since Monday. And of course, thank God for Skype and, you know, phone calls and texting and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that. That's really hard. And out of state, what does that mean?
I may go stay with my dad.
Ah.
So if I go stay with him, I'm 5 hours away.
That's Alabama, right?
Yes, Alabama. And if I go to, I mean, I have some cousins that I can stay with in South Carolina. There's a bunch of different options. I mean, my sister's like, come and stay over here. I have friends that are like, come and stay over here, you know, so it's on the other side of town.
Right.
I feel like if I am, some of the things that have been going on are more about me fitting into her schedule and what she needs to do. And now that she's no longer in this home, I understand she's on call. I understand there are things there and, you know, I was looking at her on-call schedule, which starts next Tuesday, and it's an on-call schedule for 2 months.
Wow.
And which means that I either take the kids with me, which is not a problem in most cases, or I have to stay put. And, even now my business and my career are, you know, they're at the bottom of the list of what I'm prioritizing, and that's pretty sad.
Well, so, you know what? I really get that. It's self-preservation right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as much as I don't want to let people down, I'm not doing so much in my print business that
you can't have anything else like pull you away from your center. You just can't.
Yeah, but I can do, you know, I can do graphics anywhere I'm at. I can do virtual work, web work, anywhere.
You have a computer, you have an online connection, you can work anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the options. Those are the things that are going. I mean, you know, and I've tried to have a little conversation with, you know, different people, just trying to feel it out and stuff. And, you know, people are not, nobody is saying don't do something. Everybody's very supportive of what it is that I want to do, and they want to be helpful. And I appreciate that.
Correct.
You know, at some point I wish I did have someone in that said, you know, go do this. Except, you know, everybody's saying, let go, let go, let go, let go. And I'm saying, let go. And then my body, you know, of course my body's like, stay.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is. But I think, let's see, I think this may be Raven here. Area code 330, hello.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm good. How is everybody?
Oh,
we're
amazing.
All right. Shifting the energy.
You're all like,
best day ever.
I know. I'm relating with everything Anna's saying because I went through, when I moved away from my ex, I moved. I went to a different date.
Oh, wow.
But the change that I'm relating with is the space-wise, because after my daughter passed away, you know, we moved her stuff out, we rearranged, I kept things, it still wasn't the same. I couldn't even use the room. I still can't use the room.
Of course,
And I let my son use it. It's a bigger room. And every time I go in there, I see her. So it's, you know, that feeling. So
yes,
it's.
Sure.
I think no matter what, you know, keep those feelings, because sometimes those are the things that get you by,
right.
You know, people, you know, say, you know, move on, keep going. Yeah, that's good. But, if I were to move away, which eventually, you know, sometime in my lifetime, I may end up by myself. This will be too much for me anyway. So moving away from the memories, I still have those. It's not like you know, I have to take the house with me to have the memories. So I'm always, you know, feeling other people's energies, and one way or another, it ends up to be a good thing. You know, some people, oh, no, you know. But it's always something that later on we realize, oh, that was really a good choice, that we made a good decision.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, I commend you that, you know, you're able to do that, and you have so many supporters and, well, you know, that are at least there to stand in your corner. And, you know, I'm one of them, you know, so if you ever need to talk, you know. I have my own rooting section here. My son is, you know, very, he without even saying, and he does something. And it's like, oh, wow, you know, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like there's divine intervention. He gets the message and he sends it out, and it's right there.
Mm.
So he does things like during the winter, especially when I get really depressed.
Mm.
He will come out, let's watch this movie, and he'll put it in, and it's one of my favorites. So I'm like, how would he know? You know, so
wow.
I know who's sending that message. And so there's you know, there's things that get me by. So I'm really happy about that.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's beautiful.
So.
when you say that is this weekend when I had the kids, Jaden, who's 11, he sat there and he was like, I want to have a therapy session with you. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And I said, well, what, he says, I want to ask you some questions. And so he was asking me how I was feeling from before they moved out to now. And I told him, you know, I said, I'm sad and I'm happy. I said, you know, I go through a different range of emotions. And so these two, both of them were sitting there and so they're asking questions. And I think it's their way of just kind of connecting and expressing themselves as well. And so they had a little chalkboard there. And so he's drawing a little diagram of, you know, a circle which represented the house and the little circle which represented the apartment. And he said, you know, we moved out of the house into the apartment. And of course, Lily, who's 7, she's like, you know, it's like a long-term vacation, you know, for her, where he is like, he likes some things, he doesn't like some things. And he said, what do you want? And I said, oh, I'd love to have my family back together. And he said, well, he goes, you want the same, but you want it to be different. And I said, yes. I said, it has to be different. So he gets that, you know, and I want to have open dialogue with him, which she is very leery of me talking to them because she thinks I'm going to say something that, you know, and I'm like, I wouldn't do that with my kids. You know, I'm only, if they ask the question, then I'm going to do my best to answer that question for them. And so he's saying things like, you know, two step forwards, one step back. This is my son. Two step forwards, one step back. And
they're so wise. They're so smart.
He looked at me and he said, you have to accept where you are right now.
Oh my God.
Well,
that's your son. The apple fell right by you.
And so he had all of this wisdom pouring out of him, and it just touched me in a way that I was like, these guys are going to be good. You know, these guys are going to be okay.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to hug him and say thank you. And I did. I said, thank you so much. I appreciate your perspective and I appreciate the things that you're saying to me, because there are things that everyone is saying to me as well. And he goes, but I say them differently, right? And I said, yes. And I said, the fact that they're coming from you is huge for me. And I said, I want you to know that. So he goes, I'm pretty good at this, aren't I? And I go, yeah, you are. So his energy is so amazing to me. Both of them, their energy is so amazing to me. And I, for a while, just felt like I just needed to hover over them. And I don't need to hover over them. And that's that's a lot of the processing that I've been working through is, you know, not releasing them by any means, but releasing them enough so that I can go get myself back, you know,
releasing them enough
so that I can take care of me. Because as I'm looking at this and thinking, if I'm fully focused on making sure that I'm existing here just for them, then I'm not existing. I'm not healthy.
Right.
I'm not in a place of,
exactly.
I'm not in a healthy place. And
Right.
I have to be that. And I have, and for the past couple of days, I have been not happy, and I've been physically ill.
Yep.
I've been just going through, and bless Elisa, who's listening in. Thank you. Love you, cousin. She spent day before yesterday all day with me. I mean, just, you know, she was that person. She was my person that day. She listened to me, and she talked to me, and she reassured me, and it was wonderful, and I appreciate her for that. Yesterday was, again, not easy. I had to push myself to go do some things that I didn't feel like doing, and then going to my sister's was great, and as soon as I got to my sister's, I went down. I fell asleep.
Yep.
Curled up on the couch and was it. Didn't really talk to her till almost midnight last night, and then for a few minutes, then went to bed, got up this morning, and we had breakfast, and that was it. And she's like, you know, she goes, that was a compliment to me because you came here and you slept.
I felt safe. Yeah.
I felt safe. And that's what I told her. I feel very sheltered from the world when I'm here.
That's
I feel
beautiful.
Very, very nurtured when I'm here. And that's what she said. She said that's a compliment.
That's amazing.
And,
that's really beautiful.
Well, thank you. And it's so weird because here I'm talking to you and I feel like my energy level is not fantastic, but it's good, you know, and maybe that's part of having this conversation with both of you.
It's fine.
Which I love. And and this is the process, and this is the learning experience of what we, and I say we because we've all either been through it or are going through it. At some time, I mean, maybe some people don't go through it. I understand that as well. And there's something that everyone goes through and something that everyone has to work with and process. And I think when we don't do that for ourselves, we lose out on the expansion and we lose out on the growth that is right there in front of our face. So that's the way I have to look at it. So does that mean I have to uproot myself and leave? Maybe, you know, it's definitely something that I'm putting out there right now. And I want, you know, I'm asking spirit. It's like, show me the next step, you know?
That's all you can do.
Spirits, I need to ask you, Anna.
Yes, ma'am.
Were your children around before your mother passed?
No.
No. Okay. Well, your mother has been in the conversation.
Oh, she's with me.
And the conversation you have with your son, she's saying she's helping him with that. And she's always with him. It's kind of like she's his guardian angel. She's right there with him. So she says, you know, it's not that we need to go through these or we have to. I think it's just the situations that we're brought into, and I'm trying to, she's talking very fast, but she says, don't worry. Her big thing says, don't worry. The calming effect, yes, your sister definitely has it. So, and it's, okay, it's kind of like she's saying, how did you feel when I passed? Is this the same as mourning?
Yeah.
Is this the same as grieving?
It is.
So
it is.
That's what she's trying to bring up. So she says, whatever you did, however you do it, just remember that. So I don't know if it was a process that, you know, it took a while, or if it was, you know, I understand it and, you know, I'll get through it, you know, something like that.
Well, I mean, and I said, you know, that was the catalyst for my change. That was the catalyst for my awakening.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. And so it's very much like that. It feels very much like a death. And, I don't want to be 2 years or 18 months in whatever I'm feeling right now or whatever I was feeling yesterday or the day before. I made the decision that, you know, with her, I realized it didn't happen just to me. And this has happened. It's the same thing. This didn't happen just to me. And this didn't happen just yesterday. This is something that's obviously been building up. One thing that Steph said to me was, I've had time to get used to the idea you have not, because she's been she's apparently been contemplating this for a while.
Oh, yeah.
She had to get up the gumption to do it. But instead of
instead of having a discussion with me, because I think she felt like having a discussion with me would pull her back in, she decided to push me away. And so she did things to push me away and create situations to push me away in very, very big ways, in ways that I should look at that and say, wow, I had to endure that, and I still am trying to make it work, and that's ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's to that point. It's to that point where I look back at, it's been literally about a year, and it's, and I look back at what happened a year ago and how horrific all of that was for me, and I didn't talk about it. I didn't tell anybody about it. I didn't share that, and I still really don't want to share that because, first of all, it's embarrassing. Second of all, it's it could get way blown out of proportion, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah,
and so,
discretion is key. You have to know when to be discreet.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's not a this happened. It has to be that this didn't happen just to me. This is happening for the greatest good at some point for everybody involved.
Right.
That's how I have to look at it. And so what mom is saying, and mom's been with me, mom's been holding me. Mom's been holding me up. I mean, mom's been holding me and saying, you know, you're okay, you got this. And sometimes I don't feel like I'm okay and I got this, and I feel her around me. I feel her hugging me. So it's all good. Because she's not just mom anymore. She's bigger than mom. You know, she's that huge energy. And it's like in my head, it's like, you know, it's like Source knows what I should be doing right now. Source knows the direction that I need to go. And why am I resisting that direction? You know, that was my question. Why am I resisting
You're not really resisting. It's adapting.
It's what?
You're not resisting, adapting. No.
Yeah.
No. I think, and Raven, stay on the line. I think, Anna, I think you should pick the message of the day. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Elisa's doing that. Hey. So, you don't know how to do music. I'm connecting to your energy. And then whenever you're ready, just say pick.
Pick.
See what happens. Okay. So the number associated with this message is 311. And the message is play within the dance of illusion. No, it is a game. You are in control. See the nakedness of what it is.
Mm.
And it's interesting because these are words that are normally associated with you when you are feeling fully together. So I think it's very ironic that this is the message that you're picking today, because this is really talking about who you really are, although that's being compromised right at this moment. Let me read it again. Play within the dance of illusion. No, it is a game. You are in control. See the nakedness of what it is. 311. And these are words that you use the word play all the time. You use the word dance. You know, and you use these words. I never use these words because of myself, because I'm cynical and jaded, but you're like the opposite. So the fact that this, you know, I'm like that old hooker, leave the money in the dresser. So so for the fact that this language to be so specific to you, I think it's very interesting, and that it all is a hallucination.
Yeah.
All of it.
Well,
so
that's the question, is what's my gift? You know, where's my gift in that? The 311 too, I laugh because it's a 5 when you add it up.
Oh, that's
which
funny.
Is my life, which is my life path number. It's freedom through change.
Right.
Five is that movement, is that growth, is that, just being able to, you know, just be able to adapt, And that's, and I think that, and again, that's my nature. And so for me to resist that nature is what's really, that's like my aha right now, y'all. That's awesome. Because it's like, you're resisting your change. You're resisting your change. That's why it doesn't feel
good. Exactly.
So be okay with the change. But the three is that number of, is a foundational, what I feel is a foundational number, but it's also, it's a playful number. That's your fun number too.
Right.
It's that number of creativity, of self-expression,
right,
of communication.
And that's you.
Yeah.
That is,
and then
all
the
one, you.
And then the ones, I mean, look at the ones, of course, of the self, and it's also the 11 in there. So 11, which is a master number, you know, it's
right.
You look at that and you're like, that's powerful. It's about, it's about, and that's really the direction that Source is telling me to go. Like, do the communication, do the expansion, do the growth, and all of this, everything that you're working through right now is, are things that can be your platform, can be your foundation, can be the things that you, now that you have real world experience in it, and not that I haven't before, but this is the first time, honestly, that I have been not in agreement with a separation or not in agreement with a splitting. I have forced myself in the past, because of certain things that have happened, to say, okay, this was my deal breaker. I got to go. And I will tell you that this relationship has endured many deal breakers, and I've still wanted to make it work. And why, I have no idea. You know,
well,
I'm like,
you know, and I, no, that's very, no, I find that very interesting and fascinating, because there is such resistance on, I don't know what to, how to, because I don't like saying the word husband.
Yeah.
I don't want to say husband, but with the kid's father, there's such resistance that something in me snapped 7:30 Monday a.m. And I'm like, get the suitcase, because I didn't know what the suitcases were. Get the suitcase. I make me a cup of coffee. So after some resistance, I got the suitcase and a cup of coffee. And then I had to figure out what the hell I was going to do next. But I just couldn't take feeling punished for needing to breathe.
Right.
And I just didn't want to feel punished because of the polarizing effect of his resistance. So I find it so interesting, you know, when you say this is the first time that, you know, you weren't in agreement with the separation. And I think it's interesting because he's totally not in agreement, but at the cost of, it's even overshadowing my well-being.
Right.
And I'm being punished
you
for
see,
it.
That's the difference, is I understand
that
this is for her well-being. And so with that, I want the best for her, and I want the best for them. If the best for them means her well-being, she's in a better place. If she's not in this house and she's not in relationship with me, then I want to allow that. I want to allow it. It's just my heart is saying,
right,
why did you leave me? You know, it's that human thing that says, why did you leave me? And why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you communicating with me? And why is it when we do talk, it's like you spit venom at me? Not, it's not that severe anymore, but that's the way it was. And now it's just like what she says, well, whenever I talk to you, it's like you're needy. You need me for something, you know?
Oof.
And so it's like, how can I present myself where I'm not needy? I want to, you know, I've asked her out. Let's go get a cup of coffee. Let's go get some tea. Let's go get a glass of wine. Let's just hang it. 15, give me 15 minutes. No, you know.
Wow.
So it's just an extreme.
Very extreme, yeah.
Very extreme energies. You know, I, of course, I was confused because it was like, you know, you said we're going to work on us and we haven't, I don't know what that means. Going to therapy once a week, I don't think is going to cut it.
No.
If it does anything, it's just going to cut it. It's just going to cut it off, which, you know, that's where I'm at right now. It's like, I just got to get the courage to say I'm done, you know?
Yeah.
And whatever happens after that, and, you know, hold my breath that my kids are going to be fine, and hold my breath that all is
my
well,
God.
You know, because that is the thing for me, because I have no control over that part of it. I have no control. The only thing I have control over is me, and I continue to say that, and I continue to present that this is who I am, and this is
What I've realized is that I pulled a lot of energy from my relationship with her. She has been my grounding person.
Yeah.
So you and I talked about that a bit. We've talked about that a bit for years and how that person keeps you tethered to the planet, really.
Right.
And the reason why you have your family, it keeps you tethered to the planet. So you can see where my my process is like, whoa, I don't have anything tethering me to this planet right now. So I have to ground myself, you know, in conversation with other people, in meditation, and just being with the self. And that's been huge for me, is, you know, doing my grounding cords and just being in a space. And sometimes that space doesn't feel great. And it's working through that process of being okay with it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's exhausting.
It is. And you just, you know, and I love that message, because I think the message just says exactly, this is about you taking care of yourself, you doing the things that you need to do, you play, you go dance, you know, you wanted to play with these people, you wanted to dance with these people, and these people don't want to dance with you, and they don't want to play with you right now. So let's take some stuff from Matt Kahn and understand that you are that little light, you're that little beacon of light that says, come and play. And they're saying, I don't want to play. And you don't take it in. Don't say this is about you. What's wrong? You know, you're like, what's wrong with me that they don't want to play with me? No.
Right.
It's not, there's
nothing's
not about
broken.
Right or wrong. Nothing's broken. Find other people to play with. Find other people to dance with. It's okay. You know? So when you can, I think when I can turn that around, if I can know, like you said, this is all an illusion.
Right.
It's like, okay, everything is an illusion. So when we understand that, then we can create our new reality. We can create and manifest our new experiences, our new thoughts, our new beliefs, our new everything, and what this world, you know, what you create in this world. It's not what this world is bringing to you, because it's nothing external from you. And I have to keep reminding myself, and Marguerite, you're absolutely right. You know, listening to my mom say, whatever you had to do, because what I had to do was say, I'm creating this reality for me right now. I can change it right now for me.
Okay.
Every single one of us. So nobody's doing anything to me. I'm doing it myself. And that's
correct.
What I believe my mom was reminding me. You're doing this to yourself,
right,
kiddo. You know.
There are no victims here.
Do what you need to do to change your perspective. Do what you need to do to change your energy. Do what you need to do to uplift yourself. Don't rely on someone else to make your happiness. And I've done it for so long. I've done it for so long. And the question is, was I like the past year, I've not been happy. So why did I stay in that thinking that something was going to change? You know, why did I stay in it thinking that I could make a difference? Because obviously my experience in co-creation and that, I feel like had I made some changes a year ago, you know, that's the thing. Had I done something a year ago or made a shift a year ago, then maybe some things would have changed. You know,
shoulda, coulda, woulda,
right?
Yeah,
you can't go back.
Yeah.
You can only move
forward. Go back.
Be present right now and then move forward. So,
You
know, it's like, you know, these are things we look back and we're aware. Like now my awareness is here. You know, should I ever have an opportunity to be in relationship with someone or either even experience a possibility of relationship? I know now, my awareness is now something else, you know, interesting.
Yeah. And she's showing me too, in those times when you have a decision to make.
Yes.
Just feel me. And she's putting her hands on your shoulders from behind. So if you feel this, you think it's heaviness, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's her saying, you know, don't make something out of nothing, basically, you know, so don't make it a big deal if it's not.
Right.
You know, she says, you know what to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's just make peace with where you're at. I mean, that's been the biggest mm-hmm. thing, because I haven't been mm-hmm. at peace with where I am, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in a way, and what I was talking about before was, do I leave my home? Do I sell my home? Do I, you know, what do I do with my home? Or do I make peace with it, be in it, experience it? You know, that could very well be it, because I also don't want it to be I'm running away, you know?
No.
I don't want that
energy.
For
me, and I can just, it's just me, your home is what? It's a thing. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's an energy. So mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you stay or go. You're not running
right.
away if you leave it. You're mm-hmm. still taking that energy with you.
Yeah.
So don't think of it as running away.
Well, that
no matter what you do, it's not running away.
Right. I think
moving
that's,
that
I
energy.
Think, yeah, I think that's the difference. Is I don't want it to be a running away energy. I don't want it to be like, oh
mm-hmm.
God, I've got to get out of here, boom, because wherever I go, I'm going to take that with me. I want to make
exactly.
peace with it
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, I'm either going to stay here, or I'm going to move somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess that's the biggest thing, is figuring out that, for, you know, coming into a space and not feeling great is not about the space. It is about me. So it
yep.
brings it back. It's just reminding yourself that it comes back to you, just because
mm-hmm.
you have reminders here, but you can change all that, which, like I said, you know, it's, and
sure.
you know, I kind of chuckle, because it's like, it feels like it's been a lifetime and it's been not even 2 weeks. You know?
Right.
You know?
Well, I understand
oh,
that.
Oh, time has stood still. Time
yeah.
has stood still.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When they say time
yeah.
flies,
mm-hmm.
it depends. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but,
that's the thing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay.
No, I was just going to say that's the whole experience. I think that's the whole experience of this, is realizing, you know, just keep reminding myself that it is an illusion and something that I create.
Right.
You know,
right.
So in my creation, you know, let me pick out the things that I'm enjoying from that creation
mm-hmm.
and love those things.
Right.
You know, and build on those
and the
things.
Support that, and the support that you're getting, like when you were talking about that, I've gotten tremendous support. Again, most of the people in my life don't even know that this has been going on for God
mm-hmm.
knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
Very few know, but the few that know, and the support that I'm getting emotionally and physically from a handful of people and family, it's so helpful.
Yeah.
It's so helpful to feel that you're enough. When
right.
When you feel that, and it's interesting, because we are on, I don't want to say opposite sides of the spectrum, but from a point of view perspective, and I said this to you many times on and off the air, like, wow, I see from what Anna is saying what he must be thinking and
mm-hmm.
his confusion, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so it's just very, very interesting to sort of get that empathy and compassion, even though I'm not being met with empathy and compassion, quite
right.
the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But to get that healing from the support, and also to look around. And if I really look around, for the most part, I am surrounded by many beautiful experiences or environments. So that tells me, you know, although I'm hurting and I feel fractured and I feel that I have to persevere and stay strong, I have to be functional, I still have to earn a living, I still need to be a mother to my children, you know, and you're doing this remotely, hello. It's a lot. But I think a statement was really made. You know, the fact that I physically left with a little suitcase on Monday, I'll be back Friday. My youngest has some school thing at night, you know, I hope the whole family goes, you know, his older brother, their father, and myself. But I just have a feeling that that energetic shift, hopefully that will be a reset so that there's just mutual kindness.
Mm-hmm.
My kindness was met with confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was labeled as being twisted. How can I be kind when I want this to end? And I'm like, I need to be kind so that we can shift this, because there's no turning back.
Right.
When it's over, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I think a woman just knows, you know, or I'm speaking for myself, or a man will know, whatever. You just kind of know when there's no going back. And to meet that space with kindness was all I was trying to do. But then that was received with confusion.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, because that's kind of what she's saying to me, is if she gives me an inch, I'll take a mile. If she, you know, and one of the, well, here's the deal though. She hasn't said we're done. She puts it as we're working on us.
That's a whole other.
It's a different
that's
energy.
Very
to me.
Confusing.
Yeah.
It's very confusing for me
because her words and her actions don't line up.
They're not lining up.
Right. So,
Except she doesn't want to be the one to make that declaration.
Right, so that's probably my choice. I need to make the declaration and just allow it to be done. And that's not
easy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so, well, that's why I'm saying it's not clear. You know, that's why it's not clear to me.
I get it. Okay, so
you're saying you are saying out loud, this is done. You've made the declaration.
Oh,
that it's done.
You know, you ever watch the Macy's parade? You ever watch the Macy's parade? I got balloons. I'm like marching bands from all over the world. Come on.
Okay.
Hello.
So that's the difference between what you're working with and what I'm working with. If she were to look at me and say, this is completely done, I don't want, you know, when she says to me, there's always possibility. Well, how am I supposed to take that? Yeah.
Oh, you can't. So that's why. Okay.
So there's my confusion in that. And so that's why I've been sort of lingering. And then I've looked at this. And then honestly, just everyone who I'm chatting with is like, you know, that's just a way to keep
you
there, put it at bay and keep you sort of in the loop. Yeah, it's not healthy.
That's very unhealthy. It's very, I want to tell you something. Cancer is the disease of unfinished business. I'm not putting that out there. That's just what it is.
I need help in making that decision. And I think today I need to talk to the therapist about that. So that's really on my list to talk about, because being able to say, okay,
I did understand. I did not know. And that just switches everything in terms of your perspective. That switches everything for me.
Like
I've
had hope. I guess the word is hope.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to get an open-ended type of statement where there is a ray of hope or thread of possibility.
Right.
Anybody in your position would feel, okay, well, there's still a chance to work it out, because that's what's being communicated to me.
Right.
Verbally, but non-verbally, you're getting the complete opposite.
Correct.
Because you're getting a fortress of, I don't want to communicate.
Right.
And my whole thing was that with the, you know, offering kindness and being civil, to sort of switch up the dynamics so that we can be kind to each other and be great parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been met with so much resistance and lack of understanding and acceptance of my declaration that this is irrefutable and this is over. And there had been that fear before that of, well, if I'm being playful or sweet or very nice, then I'm going to be misleading. And I don't ever want to mislead anybody there's false hope. So I've mm-hmm. been very clear to communicate, like, it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I've been met with such resistance,
right.
ugliness, and right. vilification. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So
and I think
the
more,
yeah, that's intense.
Yeah. And the fact, and somebody said something the other day that was clear to me is, you know, she's moved out her stuff, and not all of her stuff. She still has stuff here at the house. So that's why
right.
there's a lot of memory and a lot of stuff here. You know, I don't know if you've ever, you remember
right.
the movie Goodbye Girl with the
yes.
Marsha Mason. Then
yeah,
he left and
Driver.
He left his guitar. Well, she left
right.
her piano. You know, I mean, I'm like, she left her piano,
right.
you know. So,
damn.
But unfortunately, she left her piano, and it's, you know, it's because that she doesn't have room and she's probably going to sell it. You know, it's that kind of thing. So,
right. Right.
You know, I look at those things and, you know, I'm kind of the hopeless romantic type. You know, it's like I want beautiful things to happen, and I want to, you know, it's like as I was driving in today, I was like, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, I saw her car in the driveway and they were asleep in the house when I, you know, and it's like that's my mind,
that's
and it's like,
so
and it's like I've got to not do that because I'm hurting myself when I drive up, and not
yeah.
only is her car not in the driveway, she also took her convertible, which was parked in my driveway, and you know, it's like, so I'm like, wow, that was just a blow, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, I'm just, I don't know. And so anyway, that's the process that I have to go through. And so I think, you know, like everybody's saying, you know, tell her to come and finish getting her stuff, and you guys need to figure out. And, you know, our plan was let's get work through this. Let's try to figure out what we're going to do with the house, sell it or rent it out, and then move on. And, you
wow.
know, I've been on hold basically because the children, and I keep going back
right,
to the children, but somebody said to me,
yes,
are you using the children as an excuse not to move on?
No, you're not.
And
no, you're not.
And so that's sort of been the whole, you know, spiraling in and out of craziness for me is,
yeah. oh
you know,
God.
As much as I don't want to say it's done, I think in order for me to heal and to move on, I have to do it.
You have to do it because the declaration hasn't been made. So
yeah.
it's almost like your last expression of unconditional love and going
yeah.
above and beyond, which you have in this relationship. You've compromised a lot of your inner spirit and the enormity of who you are, that has been suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
So this, when you go to the therapist, this is really going to be the last gift you're going to give because you have the capacity to make that statement. And I think it's going to be quite a surprise or maybe even a shock.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to actually shake things up too. Where the illusion, and let's go back to the message, the illusion of, you know, I think you've been a little bit vilified as well in this scenario.
Mm, sure.
I think I've just noticing, you know, listening to, I listen to your shows on Sunday and on Friday, and, you know, that's how you and I catch up. I just download the shows. I'm like, okay, that's what's going on with their life. So we don't even have to talk for me to get a sense of what you've been experiencing. And so you've been vilified a little bit. And I think this is going to be such a supreme act of an expression of unconditional love because this is something that if it was up to you, you wouldn't make that declaration.
No.
But because you see what it is and because it's not being offered, it's not been made clear, you
mm-hmm.
are once again compensating. You're
mm-hmm.
once again adapting and you're once again suppressing the fullness of who you are, but be the last time. Because
mm-hmm.
in making that declaration that, okay, it's over, and for you to say it, that's going to change. That's like alchemy. That's going to change everything.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very unexpected. That's what I'm
yeah.
what I'm sensing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
and,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you do your show tomorrow, then I'll know. I'll get an update from listening to your show. If you're up for doing it, you may. It's not funny. That's how we stay in touch. We listen to each other's show. And you may not be up to doing a show tomorrow, and that's okay too. Mm-hmm. You know, you just might do your show with Elisa on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But here, once again, it's you're calling the shots.
Yeah.
At your expense.
At my expense. Yeah. Because I'm truly letting go of something that I truly love, you know.
Yeah, and you don't want to let go. Yeah,
and I don't want to let go. And in order for me to heal, I feel like I need to.
Yeah, you have to be the person to really to step up and do it, because that surprised me. I don't know. I just thought, like myself, I've been incredibly clear.
Yeah.
So that my whole intention was, I don't want to mislead or confuse anybody. Because that would just make this so much horrendous than it already is. So the fact that you've been sort of, I don't want to say misled, but you've been kind of led to believe, okay, that working things out together as a couple was an option. I didn't know that. So that completely puts this in a whole other perspective for me.
Yeah.
And it just shows me how much hurt you've had to endure because of holding on to that false hope.
Right.
Because now I think you've come to the awareness and understanding that it is false hope.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Right.
And I feel like she's waiting for me to be something else, do something else, change something else.
Right.
So this is, and I don't, she may, I mean, I don't know, but maybe this is, and I'm, again, not even looking at what she expects or not expects, but I have, you know, it comes down to, I have to take care of me first. And because if I'm not in a good place, how am I going to be any good to anybody else? And that's the theme that we run all the time. If none of us are good for ourselves, how are we good for anyone else? So those expectations, you know, when they're not met, when you think, oh, you know, if having a cup of coffee with me is so complicated, then how are we going to get through anything else? And I don't feel like there's been any progress, I guess, is a good way of putting it. I just don't think that there's been any progress. And so it just, as a matter of fact, it's pulling further away. And everything that I've studied and everything that I've talked with therapists and coaches, it's like you know you've got to take these steps to clarify what it is that you want. And I think that's with the both of us, it just got so bad that we're not communicating with each other. There's something not good there. There's something not right there, you know. So so anyway,
your session today?
I think it's at 11:30 or 11:45, so pretty
soon. Okay, so between 11 and 1, people, let's just
send me some love.
Definitely. We'll definitely be thinking about you. And you, I just want to let you know that you've handled this so gracefully. And and I feel for you. And that's, I think we feel for each other.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Ray, Marguerite, I just appreciate you, especially calling in my mom, because even though I know my mom is with me all the time, my energy level, my vibration's been a little low at times, and so I couldn't feel her.
Of course.
So I love the fact that you've acknowledged that she's here and that she's with me and that she's she got my back.
You know? Oh, we all do, and she really does. And you get those signs, and I know I'm certainly getting support from, you know, my daughter who's passed as well, and it's just we just need to hold on to all of that support. So I think this is a good time to close out the show. What an amazing conversation. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great show, shows and programming available to you. And this show is scheduled to be back on this coming Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And Anna, since you're on, I love your tagline, so I'll let you close the show with that.
Oh, remember, everyone, life is your journey. Move towards happiness.
And watch
That's
where it.
It
takes you. That's it.
Watch where it takes
right,
you. Yes. Okay. Love you. I'll be thinking about you
later. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
Guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.